Yes, we should make Newman hug him.
Other people have, may have a Minhug, but if you don't have it, then you're sort of messing with your own Minhug.
Yes, I agree. The Yeshiva did not like Newman hug him. He did not like when they sing in Eshkachech under the chuppah. And if you ever go to a chuppah with Rabbi Grumbler and Rabbi Harris, they do not stand up when the chassan and kala walk in. They're pretty makpid not to stand up.
That's because their yeshiva held you don't stand up for them until after the chuppah.
Yeah, but okay, but what does it hurt? You know, is there anything wrong? But I think it's because, like you're saying,
pretty sure Rabbi Nami told us if everyone else is standing up, though, that you shouldn't make a scene to not.
Okay. The Mai said they don't stand up, even though almost not everyone, but 90% are standing. I think that's what you said, that we don't make Newman hug him. I don't know if someone asked me today about making a Kabbalah Kabbalah Shabbos. I don't know if that's called a new minute.
Isn't Kabbalah Shabbos itself a new minute?
I don't, but that's a Newman hug, and that's a Rizal. Rizal can make Newman hug him. You can't make Newman hug him.
Rabbi Shrol Salanter.
Rabbi Palgan told me he was at a chasana, and he was sitting next to Rabbi Belsky. And when the chasana or the kala walked by, Rabbi Belsky and everyone got up, but Rabbi Palgan stayed sitting there. Rabbi Belsky said to him, what are you sitting there for? So he said to him, what are you asking me for? He pointed to Dov Feinstein, who was sitting down also.
Okay, all right, let's turn here a little bit. So what came out as follows. What came out based on, we finished the Gemara basically. So it came out that there's a machlokes, Rav Hamnuna versus Rabba and Rabbi Chananya and Abaya, whether it talks about calling Motsiyim or Emotsiyim. Rav Hamnuna thought that it's Mukhrok from this Braisa of Savek Bechor, it's the Giza Vavoida that Takva Kohen Emotsiyim Osam Yado. Rabba tell him it's not Mukhrok. And then Rav Chananya and Abaya said, Adarabba, it's Mukhrok from other places. That talk about calling Mosim also miyado. What's the raya? So Rav Chananya brings a raya because otherwise you'll be part of Mimino from Sekas to Kostas to Deer. Because otherwise you'll be part of Mimino, the Mimino Shohagdish. And Abaya brought a raya from otherwise it'll be Asiri Vadai, the no Asiri Safik. So we pointed out that. Even though, at least in Rashi, Rashi's a little, you know, other Rishayim are not like Rashi, but Rashi learns that Tukva going Motsiyim or Ein Motsiyim, the whole Machlekes is only by Shasak Rakakak Saba. But Avada, all these Rayas, which the Gemara is making it totally on Tukva going, the Hainu, according to Rav Hamnuna, Issa Giza Vavoida, according to Rabbi Chananya, according to Abaya, snake is crossing a deer, and it's not Masiri Vada, but Masiri Safek, are all talking about cases which are not Shasak Rakak Sava. So that means that the din that exists by Shasak Rakak Sava will have ramifications on the din of not Shasak Rakak Sava in these three cases. According to Rav Hamnuna, they'll bring about Nisr Giza Vavoida, if you hold Emotsiyim. According to Abaya, if I care, if you held Emotsiyim, then it'll be put to Maman and Maman Shekoin, and it will bring about, and it will cause that it's Suffolk Maman, a series of Ada, even though a series Suffolk. So that the what we had to say was that the Machlaikas, according to Rashi, whether Takva Koyim Otsiyim or Emotsiyim is contingent on a shaila of who's considered the Muksik, so Rashi seems to say. And therefore, which is dependent on whether it was Paskin the Torah's Vaday or not. Because once the Koyim, who's considered a Muksik when the Koyim grabs it? So that's totally on whether it was Paskin the Ready with Torah's Vaday. So it's really a Machloikas whether the Muksik, or we'll see if there's other people saying Marikama, Paskim and Torah's Vada or not. Okay, that's how we learned. Okay, so let's look at this Kutras of Sveikas. It sort of speaks out how we learned the Sugya. And I sent don't know, about a few minutes or two before Shira, I said this to the Chef Shemaitza too. But let's first look at the Kudras of Sveikas. So the Kudras of Sveikas in
Sorry, did someone send out that? I can go to my shelf, but do we have a Xerox copy of that?
I think I sent it out like a month ago, not a month ago, like 2 weeks ago, week ago.
If someone have that can post in the chat?
Well, the Kudras of Sveikas you want?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I'll send it.
Thank you.
I thought I sent it. I apologize if I didn't. I thought I did.
Rebbe did. Rebbe did.
We got it. We got it.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so it's not a big piece. It starts in the middle of Aleph Vav. The truth is, it's a very, very Yesidistic piece. The whole Kudra of Sveikas here is Yesidistic, but we're cheating. We're just reading the part that's okay to our sugya. Okay. So it's an Aleph Vav in the middle. He quotes his brother, V'achich alufei morin achayim akayim. Hiksha osi. He asked me. V'shitosi degam cheskis morikam alav chazaka machrasi. Okay, this is, we're reading in the middle of the piece. Most people learn that chazaka meikara is a standard chazaka, like any other chazaka, cheskis penuya. It's learned out from bayis haminugai. You had a previous status. Just like you, yesterday she was a penuya, today she's a penuya. So we say yesterday you owned it, so today you own it. The Kudras of Sveikas has a very radical shita, which I don't know if any too many other people hold of. I do not know, but it seems to be a little radical. That mama mi yisrael lo yafinin. So even though Cheskes penuya is a chazaka by we learn out from bayis menuga that we keep a previous status. There's no such concept by Mammon in keeping the previous status. Because Mammon Miyisra lo yafim. If there's no such status, so why do we go by Cheskes Marikama? Because a Marikama is somehow or another in the family of also a Muksik. And Muksik is Ner Misvara, a Mandikov and a Keva. Muksik doesn't need to be learned out from Bayis and Menuga. So Marikama also has a Svara Mandikov and a Keva, which is very hard to understand. It's one of the hardest Kudras of Sveikas to understand how Marikama has a concept of Mandikov and Akeva, because he's not holding it. He's not holding it now. There's no Mandikov and Akeva. So what are the Chef Shemites, what are the Kudras of Sveikas answer? Anyone remember? Okay, if you don't remember, the truth is I don't know, I never understood it. He said, because you were holding it yesterday. Aye, but so what if you're holding it yesterday? But we don't use chazaka meikara, because mama mi yisra lo yafinin. So I have no idea. But anyway, but amaisa, he says, because you're holding it yesterday, because kohecha disa begaza de baina misa. So yesterday you were the owner, therefore yesterday you were holding it. But so what? If you don't use this, the status of yesterday that I was the owner to carry over to today, so why in the world do you use the fact that yes, I was holding it?
Term Marikama if that's what he means?
He says Marikama, that's what happened. Marikama is you owned it yesterday. But the way it works is since you owned it yesterday, therefore you were holding it yesterday. Because Kohecha the Isa goes to the Baidam Isa. And since you were holding it yesterday, you get a Kohecha Muksik. Why should you get a Kohecha Muksik? That's yesterday, not today. Okay, anyway, I don't know. But the Maisa, that's the Kudras of Sveikas, the Shita. You figure it out that Marikama is not a reg, is not a chazaka. It's only a muksik, and muksik is not, and muksik is a svara, not a chazaka. Because you can't learn how mama mi yisra lo yafin. So his brother asked him a kasha on his Shita. Okay, am I okay so far? It's like, people want more clarity. Okay. Are we okay?
I'm trying to figure where Rebbe's reading from.
I'm reading from Aleph Vav.
Right.
And in some prints, it's a new paragraph. It starts for Achi Alufi.
Okay, I see. Thank you.
In my print right now, I'm reading a different print. It's in the middle of Ach Gam. Okay, but I think in the print that I sent out, it's a new paragraph. The Achi Alufi Marechai Mekon Hiksha Osi. He asked on me. The Shitosi the Gam Cheskes Marikama Lav Chazaka Machrasi. He said, and as Chazaka Machras means the Chazaka that we learn out Xeris Akasa from Bayis Aminuga. That's a Chazaka Machras, Horaya, because it passes Isurim. Passes Isurim, that means that it's Mevayer the facts. Otherwise, how could you, you know, it tells you it's not Chazar. It tells you that she's a Pnuya. So that's called the Chazaka Machras. But he said that Marikamba is only a Muxik. Hi, what do you do about the Safek Gisser Gezel? And a Shatayra Tiret Seiko. So he said, it was in the previous paragraph also, that he quotes a Tumim that just like Safek Mamzer's Mutter, and just like in our Sugya, the Torah was Mater Safek Meiser. So the special Xeris Akosa, that certain things are Mutter when there's a Safek, even though normally we say Safek Deraisa, the Chumra, by Safek. Safek Meiser is Mutter. So even though we say Safek Deraisa the Chumra, Safek Gezel Mutter. Where that comes from, I don't know. So therefore, since Safek Tara Hitira Seiko, Tara was Mater Safek Gezel, the Makam Safek. There's no Isser of Safek Gezel when there's a Safek. Tara was Mater the Isser. So therefore, there's no Shaida. We have a Safek Amamin. It's not a Shaida of Isser because Gezel, there's anyway no Isser Gezel. Because Gezel's Hutter by Makom Safek, you're only left in a Shaida Mamin. And by Mamin, there's a Yashris, which is not a Biur. So leave it where it is. Mamdekov and Akeva. That's how Marikama works. That's his Shita. Very, very, very radical Shita.
Is that the same thing by a regular Muxik that we leave it where it is?
Yes, he's saying that all Muxiks, he's saying the Kudjasekas has two radical Shitas. One is that all muksik is not a biur. It's only a leave it how weird it is. It's not a biur. What do we do with the Safek Gezel? Terence says, he quotes this from a Tumim, that Safek Gezel, the Torah was Mater. If you look on the, I don't know what I sent you, the two lines before when we started reading, said the Gamma Ravurim at Tumim, Torah only asir vaday gezel. Avigasiri vaday lo asiri suffik. That's our sugya. In other words, so the Torah, according, you know, is really muksik is not a beer. Marikama is not a beer. Muksik is not a beer. It's really suffik gezel. You should really say suffik deraisa the chumra. But the Torah, there's some pasuk somewhere that the Torah is matter suffik gezel.
Is that Svara learned out from Kassiri because he's quoting Asiri Vadivos here?
No, it's just a dimyan. It's not learned out. It's just dim. Just like we see.
Bring them a car.
He's just bringing a dimyan. It says, you see that there is such a thing that sometimes the Torah was Mata Safek Yisurin. You see such a thing. I mean, see it by
why would we be more Machmer by Bechor than for Meiser? Bechor, we're saying that it's also because of Avoda.
I don't know. Meiser is a special example. Normally, we say Safek Deraisa the Chumra. By every single Isser, there's 365 Isurim. I think so. Losa says, by every Isser, we say Safek Deraisa the Chumra. There are two exceptions. There's Mamzer, which is that's the Sugyan Kedushin, that a Mamzer Safek, the Torah is Mater. Except Drabbanan answered it, so it's, you know, Ashtuki is also Midrabbanan. And the other exception is Meister. So Bechor is like everywhere else in the Torah. Why did the Torah make an exception by Meister? I do not know. It's Xer and Sakasa.
What was Rabbi saying about Safek Gezel then? Is that different from Meister?
The Tumim is Mechadesh, a radical Kiddush, which the Kuntres of Sakas is working with, that there are not just two exceptions, there are three exceptions, that there's another exception. Because the Tumim, there is a question. How come we say Amosim of Evaraya if Muksik or Marikama? The Kuntres of Sveikas learns that Muksik and Marikama are not real Chazakas. Chazakas is only written by Isurim. So you can go by a Cheskas Pnuya. But by Mamin, it's only a Svara, Mandikov and Akeva. And Marikama is also a Mandikov and Akeva. So he says, so he asked the Kasha, if it's a din aman de kavin a keva, so what do you, how do you get rid of the suffix deraisa? The Yashua says you should leave it there, but what about the problem of suffix deraisa de chumra? How can I keep it? Suffix deraisa de chumra, maybe I'm over in Gezo. So the Tumim answers a very, 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 very radical answer. But just like we see two places in the Torah that the Torah was matter suffix iser. So there's a third place by Gezo. Now, he's asking Shmuel that where's the pasuk? That's a good question. I don't know where the pasuk for such a thing is.
Why can't you say he learns that from Meiser? Because
no, that's not from Meiser.
No, I'm saying because if Suffolk Gezel was still Usser, then in the case of Meiser, it's a Shiloh of Suffolk Gezel.
No, because you weren't Mafresh. You don't have to be Mafresh in either. I don't think it's Suffolk Gezel. The Kohen doesn't get a Kenyan in it until you're, I don't think it's Suffolk Gezel. I don't think so. It's you weren't math. You don't have to mafresh suffix answer. I don't know. I don't.
It's not a question that you're mafresh it, but don't have to give it.
No, you don't have to mafresh in it. I don't think he's doing that for there.
The notes in the bottom of the fancy. I don't know the fancy kunches of fake is there. So it says Minal Chadish came to Isra Gezel. Mashlomrim Gemara Lahedja. I just saw. You don't have this by Gezel. He says, Tom all over. Shem Shkab. There's an Ayin Sham.
Okay. So Rav Shimon Shap doesn't like this answer.
Isn't he using the Urim Vatumim of Yisrael Avada Gezel just as it's like it, but that's not really the word. No, the word is
saying, just like over there, we find the Torah was matter isur and it's suffix. So here also the Torah of matter. Not that we learn out from there.
No, but isn't the word because since he doesn't say that a mitzvah mechavel of a raya, so a mitzvah mechavel says that the halach is that.
Then you don't have to learn out from. So then it's not dumb to meiser.
That's what he says his word.
That's not dumb. Then you wouldn't need to say it's like meiser. By Meiser, it's a real suffix. It really should be also our suffix the rice of the Pumra. And Abel became the term was Mako. He's saying this is the same as over there. What you're saying is what Rav Shimon said. When Rav Shimon wants to argue with the Shev Shemaisa, he said, with the Kuntras of Svegas, he says, you're a Svar.
What are these words? Hilkach suffix Maman Shadin by Amritz Mechavel Varaya. Gam Jor do Yisur Lace Bokashayna.
Right. In other words, it's two Shaila. There's a Shaila of Maman. Mamin and the shine of Isser. So once we pass in the Torah was matter, the suffix Isser, when there's a something is placing on the suffix Mamin.
Yeah, but you do need that step.
You need it, but it's not because he's not saying like Rav Shimon, because the whole Isser is only from the. Now, the Torah wasn't mapped in the suffix Isser. There's no such thing as Torah mapped in the suffix Isser Gezel across the board. He says that in a situation, let's say you were in Muxik. Let's say you were in Muxik, and there's a suffix Gezel. It's lying in the Agam. No one's Muxik. We don't know whose it is. The Tumim would agree that you're not allowed to take it out suffix Gezel. There are many Gemaras that say that there's such a thing as suffix Gezel. He says, in a situation where the muktzik paskin the shayla, then the Torah was matter the suffix gezel.
Right, but in the asiri vada v'lasiri suffix over there, it's just suffix, no
right,
outer.
Right. But he's saying it's the same. It's not like Rishimin's svara is, but you don't need the Torah to matter it because gezel is based on ownership, and if you. Once you pass in the mamin, there is no gezel, something like that. But he's saying there really should be gezel, even when you pass in the mamin, except the Torah was matter. Okay, but getting back to us, so the kudus of Sveikas Shita is that muksik, marikama are not biurim. Really, there should be an issa suffix gezer, but the Torah was matter, the issa suffix gezer in this situation. So that's what he says. So his brother asked him, I lost the place. But okay, Aluki Amarim Chaim, Hikshel, see, the Shita, see, according to my Shita. The gam cheskes mori gam alav chazaka machrasi. It's not a real chazaka. And a shatayri tiris feiko. And it's I wise in Moshe Rasa derais in the chumra. Because the Torah is ma'at to the iser. If gain sveikis, I might not close in the deer is aser. So how can sveikis not close in the deer? And Abayi said, you can't be nicholas a deer if there's a siri vadai, but always siri suffix. Nihi, the talk book, why must he be yado? Granted, the Kohen's allowed to keep it because he's mukse, Israel is allowed to keep it because Israel's muksik. It's still, it's really a suffix whose it is. We don't really know if it's Israel or the Kohen's. We let the Israel keep it because, okay, we leave it where it is. Because Hamas not have a raya. And Shatara Zaksalami suffix. The Torah says, listen, you don't know where who it is, so leave it. But it's only me suffix. But really, in reality, it might not be yours. So therefore, it's lo adiv milakuach. So it's like the Torah is giving you something that's not really yours. So it's like lakuach. Just like lakuach means you bought something here that's not yours. It wasn't originally yours and you bought it. So here, there's a 50% chance that this b'chor was not the Yisrael, and the Torah just gave it to him. And therefore, it should be lakuach. It's a 50% chance to be like Lakuach. And Lakuach is Potter Mila Meiser. So here in our case, we have a Savek. Is it Lakuach or is it not Lakuach? Dilma Eina Bechor Vishlohu. There's a 50% chance that there was always Israel, not Lakuach. So we should say Savek Laboy Asiri, the Asiri Vadi Rachman Asiri Savek. So his cash is that it should be every b'safik b'chor, sveikis, should be a safik l'kuach. Because since the way muksik works, it's not saying it was always yours. It's saying a 50% chance it wasn't yours. When it was born, it wasn't yours. Except the muksik gives it to you. So it, as a din of l'kuach, where the muksik goes ahead and gives it to you. So it took it away from the other person and gives it to you. So it should have a din of lakuach. That's his guy.
The same Torah that tells me the words of what to do by a safek of a bukhar is the same Torah that gave me the zuchus of the animal, and that's the rule. What the Torah is zuch, so whatever that means, it's zuch.
Asiri vadai below asiri safek. So he said, this is a safek, or this is safek lakuach.
I'm saying maybe that's a different type of suffix. Where suffix didn't get, where the Torah wasn't saying on that suffix that it's 100% yours. The Torah is saying, right?
He says 100% yours just makes it lakuach. That's his point. Torah makes it 100% yours, so it's only lakuach. It's not intrinsically yours. It's only given to be yours.
Okay, whatever that is. Could he marry an ish with it or not?
Whether you can marry an ish is not relevant. He's saying it's a 50% chance that it's lakuach. That's what he's saying. That's why he's bringing in lakuach. He's married with this whole thing of lakuach. And there's a 50% chance that this is not supposed to be yours. Really supposed to be the kohen. Adamai, the din muksik, takes it away from the kohen and gives it to you. So that's a din lakuach. If it's a birur, so the birur is mevayer that it was that the facts and it was that wasn't the bechor. So that there's a birur here that's mevayer. We want to know what happened. Was this a bechor or not a bechor? No, I have a birur that wasn't a bechor and it always belonged to the cult, to the Israel. But assuming it's not a birur, it's only an hanhaga. So even though now the Hanhaga says that the Yisrael gets to use it, but it's lakuach. That's what he's asking.
He says, why is this kasha more than anything like marrying an isha? Any vite to Shiloh that's going to happen?
Well, marrying an isha is no problem because now it's yours. Lakuach means it's yours now, but it's yours. But lakuach's pater min ha-meiser. It should be suffik lakuach. And lakuach is pater min ha-meiser. the cloth's 100% yours. But even if it's 100% yours, it has a din of the cloth. That's exactly. I don't understand what he's asking for a different reason, because the muktzeh paskin at the second of birth, right? It was born in the rishus of the Israel. It's a little funny, lekuach. Lekuach had a split second that it belonged to somebody else. And then you took it from that other person. Here, the muktzeh of the Israel gave it to the Israel at the second of the birth, because it was born in the rishus of Israel. So it's a little bit chiddushik that that's called the kuach. In other words, it should have belonged to the kohen because it's a bechor, but the mice of the Israel's muktzeh takes it away from him. But he takes it away from him bevas achas at the time of the birth. So in reality, there was never a moment of time that it belonged to the kohen. So I don't know why I would not think that that's called the kuach.
When it was born, that we didn't use the hanhaga to say to keep it by the Israel the second it was born.
That's what I'm saying. We do.
We do.
So and that's why I'm saying it's a little bit chiddushik to call that lekuach, because lekuach is that there's a split second that belonged to the kohen, and then we took it away from the kohen and we gave it to Israel. Israel.
I'm sorry, what exactly is the case of lekuach? What exactly is the case?
Lekuach means if a kohen goes to the street and he buys an animal from the Israel. I mean, Israel goes and buys an animal, so then he doesn't have to give meiser from the animal that he bought. If you buy an animal, there's an animal, even though no one ever gave meiser from that animal. There's two Yisraelim. One Yisrael has an animal, he never gave meiser on. He sells it to another Yisrael. Now the second Yisrael buys it. So he's potter min ha-meiser, because it's lekuach. So here, he's saying the animal, 50% chance it belongs to the kayin, because 50% chance it's a bechor. The din of ha-mezmech ha-ve'varaya gives the mominess to the Yisrael, but it doesn't mevayer the fact that it was never a bechor, because it's not a chazaka mevayeres. It just tells us that the hanhaga is that the Yisrael keeps it. So the Yisrael gets a mominess. So even if the Yisrael gets mekayesh and isha, but it's like it was just given to him through the din of Amos of Evaraya. So he's saying it should have a din of lekuach. And a lekuach is pater min ha-meiser.
That's a real
pater. What's the reason?
That's what Sandy was asking.
It's a pasuk. Lekuach pater min ha-meiser. There's no reason. I don't know.
So why is it a bit lekuach?
That's a pasuk. As a Torah is up to a besafek. So if the Torah is only mizak, it's yumi safek. So it's the same as a kuach. So I'm finding it's not the same, because a kuach, there was a split second that belonged to somebody else. But okay, but let's keep reading.
Rabbi's reading those words going on the case of the kuach, or going back on our case?
No, our case, he's asking a kasha, you should have a tour of the kuach. What do you mean? There's a 50% chance that it's not the kuach, because there's a 50% chance that it was always the Israel's, because it wasn't the bechor. After suffix, this is suffix bechor, Dilma ain't a bechor v'shalahu, and therefore it's not a lekuach. So it's a suffix. So suffix lo boy asiri. So it's a suffix if it's lekuach, and you should be potter because asiri vader might be asiri suffix. So that's his cash. In other words, and you have a suffix bechor. I'm the sad that it's not a bechor, so it belongs to the Israel. It's 100% chai meiser. And it's that it's a bechor, it belongs to the kayak. And Amai the Israel gets it because he's muksik. Because even if y'all talk to the kohen, motzim yado, so the Israel's only getting it out since muksik or marikama. So that should have a shame, lekuach. So it's suffik lekuach, and suffik lekuach is a siri vav, they know a siri suffik. That's his kasha. No, people don't look happy. Not clear his question? Try it again. He said there was an animal that the subic bechor, subic not a bechor. On the side that it's not a bechor, it belongs 100% to the Israel. So of course it should be nicholas and dear to Zasir. It's 100% the aim of Israel. But on the side that it was a bechor, then at the first second, so to speak, it belonged to the Kohen. Kohen gets a Bechor. Except what happened, the citizen when it was born, the Israel was Muksik. So the Psak Din, a Muksik, is a, even though it's not a Chazaka Machras, but a Paskin's Moministic Ashayinus, so Muksik takes away the Bidus of the Kohen and gives a Bidus to the Israel. So he says, but that would be considered a Kuach. So it comes out. So when we have a Suffolk, what happened? We have a Suffolk. He said, we know for sure that Yisrael has Bidus now, but it's a Suffolk. Does Yisrael have Bidus now because it was always his? Or the Yisrael has Bidus now because it was Lekuach? So how can he go ahead and give Meiser? Siri Vadin, Lekuach is Potem and a Meiser. And this is a Suffolk Lekuach. So we should have a problem of a Siri Vade, but no, a Siri Safek. Okay, that's his question.
I don't understand. It doesn't make it the Israel. It doesn't change in Mitzvah. Kabbish Maya Galia.
If Aiden came in, then you're making like an even stronger question. He's ready to grant that it makes it the Israel. If you want to say it doesn't make it the Israel, then for sure it's fair. So then for sure it's a Siri Vade, but a Siri Safek.
It's not a Siri Vade. No, the Torah said it's mutter to use, but it's not a Siri Vade. It's no, really possible
right.
It's
to not, claim. It's not a Siri Vade.
It has the chisaron. It has the chisaron.
You're right. The Gemara says it's fake, it's niknas in the deer, and it's aser. Since Tarkva Kohen Motsi and Miyado, it's considered a Siri Vade. So he's saying, even, he's saying that even if I'll grant you that the Muktzik makes it yours, but it should have a chalais in lekuach. So it's a tzadik lekuach at best. So therefore, you should have a problem of a siri vade, no a siri tzadik. Okay. So that, and let's keep on reading. We're supposed to get to the punchline.
Did he ever say that it's still in suffix status? Did the Kuntres and Sfeikas ever say that this hanhaga still leaves it as a suffix status?
That's why it's suffix lekuach. And al korchach. Let's keep on reading. And al korchach, so says his brother, must be you're wrong. The cheskes mari kamina, as he learns, then our sugya is a mari kama, also something that most people don't learn. The cheskes mari kama, chazaka makrasi. So he's saying a few radical things. He's saying that in the case of Sovek Bechor, there's a Marikama, which many, 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 many people say is not true. But he says it is true. It's in the Rishayim, because the mother belonged to the Israel. Now the baby, we have a Sovek at the birth, whether the baby was a Bechor or not. So Pashtus on the baby, there's no Cheskes Marikama, because we don't know who owned the baby at the first second that the baby was born. But he seemed to say the baby has a Cheskes Marikama. At least I think there's a Shev Shemaitza, that's Masber, that's Svara, those that say it's a Marikama, because they say that the Vlad is not a new entity. The Vlad is not a new entity. And since the Vlad, while the mother was pregnant, was part of the behem of the behema, it only got a kedushas bechor at birth. But before birth, the Vlad was inside the mother, and at that point, the Vlad belonged totally to Yisrael. And if you assume that a Vlad and a born is not like you don't start time from scratch, from beginning, it's not a new time starting. As a continuation, because it's basically the same animal before birth and after birth, so you have a marikama. That's so. All right. So that seems to be his shita. I did not learn our sugya with marikama. I don't know if you noticed, but we were learning always with muksik. We didn't learn anything in marikama in our sugya. I mean, I know why, because okay. Go now. Let's keep on reading, and we'll see why.
I happened to see earlier that not everybody says that Cheskes Marikama always would work altogether unless it's a Bari and Bari. I think that's the Shita's Rambam he brought down. So okay. That would make sense why he couldn't say over here, Matsi Mihadai. Because he can't be. What?
Okay, I think a lot of people say that there is no Marikama here. That's Stan. There's no Marikama. I don't know about your Bari.
Rabbi, I remember when we did Charshanah Sapara, we specifically said that Marikama doesn't apply because it's Mazikin, not because it doesn't apply because it's a newborn baby.
What's Mazikin mean?
There's Nezikin.
Nezikin.
It's not, there's no Marikama. It's only Rabbi Kaplan saying there's no Marikama there. There's only Chazaka because there's no Muchzik because it's not because it's damages. Because so Rabbi Kaplan saying there's no Marikama. We over and over again, Rabbi said this.
Is who owes the money?
Yeah, but if there's no constant Marikama with a newborn from what status was before, then that should be
the answer. Over there was you gored the animal. The shot is you gored the animal before it was born.
Okay. Right. So exactly.
Then there is. I know over there. Nothing with Marikama over there. The shot is on the money, whether you owe money or not.
Right. That's because Nezikin, as Rabbi says, it's not right. Marikam. Okay, but according to you're saying here, Marikam doesn't even apply before birth and after birth.
No, he's saying, first of all, the Shev Shemaitza says that it does apply.
Right. So fine.
But
so.
The Shev Shemaitza is the Chiddush of the Shev Shemaitza is that it applies after birth. In Baba Kama, we were talking about before birth. I don't know, I think.
Okay, fine.
So, okay, anyway. So let's get back here. So he's saying that there is a Marikama. So that's why the Marikama paskins, that this animal was a Bechor, was not a Bechor, and therefore it's not Lekuach. So let's keep on reading. Okay. Svegas a minor crossing the deer. Nibs at that point in my motion going. Whom I riot. Tilma the oilam a moxie. Because you're moxic. Baffy hoggy pot today. You come the cold man shall third coin, I rail shall bind it. And the moxic baskins. Quar cause of a kessa mission, but Hilkas Bechiris. Shulzed or Kosha Ram the high siat. In other words, if the moxic baskins is mine. And if you don't hold it as far of the kuach, so the muktzik baskins is mine, so therefore it's in the kadir. Now be on this garden shopper. So hoki gomar. Fish my dog will call him a yado shopper. I mean, she'll chest his marikama, she'll buy him koshakin, who bad they shut up. Babi a siri bada. I mean, the dog point aim will see him. I'll let marikama in a man eat up, she was bad they shut up. Me the man eats pieces of Cohen. The key, the cold man should be out of bite himself, so I turn ahead. The other me the kua. Okay, I read that maybe too fast.
Why is it also in Gizer avoid
though? Wait. We have to get it. That's from he's saying like this. He's saying the Cohen, the Yisrael is holding it. The Yisrael is holding it. It's Vadai the Yisrael's because Muksik baskets. But the Muktzik isn't the Chazaka Mechras. So if the Muktzik baskins is yours, it might be there's a 50% chance that it's Lekuach. Because if the Muktzik makes it yours, if really it wasn't born, it was born a Bechor. So it's not supposed to be yours. And just the Muktzik makes it yours, so then it's Lekuach. But if Tarkvo Kaleim, Motsiim, Osomiyado, that means that there's a Marikama here. And the Marikama goes ahead and tells us that it was Vadai born of the Yisraels. It's not just because of the Muksik. And if it be also Muksik, so then Takvon Kohen, Emot Siem also Miyado. Now I'm Muksik. But if it's because of the Marikama, so the Marikama paskin, then the Marikama would win, even if you're grabbing it. If it's a Marikama, then Marikama. In other words, the Shaita is, he's saying as follows. The Gemara's suffix is, why does Yisrael win? Does Yisrael win because of he's a Marikama? Or
he's declaring in the Marikama itself. In the Marikama itself, is that a Hanhaga?
I take it back. In the case when the Israel, I said it wrong. You're right. If the Israel wins only because he's muksik, then for sure it would have a tour of the kuach. if the Yisrael wins because he's a Mari Kama, so then we have a suffix. Is that a Chazaka Mechras or not? If it's a Chazaka Mechras, so then there's no problem of Lekuach. And it took for Kohen, Motsiim also Miyado. But if...
Why is it Lekuach? I understand, why is it Lekuach?
If it's Muktzik, he said, whenever we have a suffix, maybe it really should not belong to the Yisrael. And just Yisrael gets it because there's some halachic din that gives it to him. That's called the kuach. So if the Yisrael is giving it, mikayach the muksik. Since muksik's not a birer, so that would be the kuach. If the Yisrael gets it because of a marikama, and marikama is not a birer, so that's called the kuach. The only way it's not called the kuach is if the marikama, if the Yisrael gets it because there's a birer that tells us what happened. So he says that comes out that so whether or not it's lekuach or not, or something lekuach or not, depends on whether the marikama that exists here is a chazaka machras or not. If the marikama is a chazaka machras, so it's mevayer that this animal was always belonging to the Yisrael, so then there's no problem of lekuach. But if it's not a chazaka machras, so even though the Yisrael wins because of the marikama, but since it's not a chazaka machras, so then it's lekuach. Likewise, if the Yisrael would win because he's physically holding it, in the case when the Kohen didn't grab it, it's also
not. Is this explanation of Abaya?
This is explanation of Abaya.
Is this Abaya's shot in saying that you're not it's Suffolk Meister, therefore?
And then before we got this is when Rabba said that it's Rabba, and Abaya, all this thing, it all works out.
No, but I'm saying it can't be because of what's Rav Hananya saying then.
Saying the same thing too. Everyone, they all agree with each other.
Abaya said he doesn't like Rav Hananya. He gives a different reason.
For a side reason, but because you can work out a cheshbon of Mimanasha.
So this sounds like the logic explanation of logic of Abaya.
Yeah. Okay. Right. He's saying that that's what we're going with. We're going with Abaya. We're going with Rav Hananya. We're going with Rabba. And now with Rav Hamnuna. That again, that the Gemara is proving from Sveikus Nechlosus Adir and its Aser, that Tokva Kohen Motsiim Miyado.
But there's a disagreement between Rechanani and Abaya.
Okay, but that's a side disagreement. That's not what we're getting into. That's a side point. Just Abaya had a cheshbon, how you could be put there, there's nothing you could work out. If there's only 9 animals, so then Rechanani would not have a raya. But the basic premise and lumdus are the same.
Okay.
So he's saying, let's be the Bishma, you talk for Koyim Otsiim Miyado. If you say talk for Koyim Otsiim Miyado, that means the Marikama is a Chazaka Makras, because the Marikama can beat the Muksik. If the Marikama is a Chazaka Makras, so then it's telling you it's Vadai Shalom.
Why is that?
Vadai. But if you say Takva Kohen Emotsim,
it's not.
So that would prove that the Marikama does not make it Vadai Shalom, as you see the Mahani Tvisa's claim. So even though the Kohen gets it, called Mahanis in his Biyad Baidim, Bane because of the Marikama and Bane because of the Yisrael gets it bane because of the marikama, bane because of muksik, it's still a pter of lekuach.
I thought the premise of Rabba was that takva coin doesn't work because the coin is not considered a tofis before, not because the Yisrael is a marikama necessarily. It's just because of the fact the coin is not a tofis. That's why you take it away. Why do you say it's because the Yisrael is a marikama?
I don't know. This is how he's learning. You can't ask me how we learn differently. He's learning that the Yisrael, that the Tarkvel Kohen, the issue that's being debated here. But in the Gush of Vegas, he has his own shot in the Gemara. You want to have a different shot? You can, very good. But the Gush of Vegas saying the Gemara, he's saying that there's a definitely Marikama here. And by Tzavik Bechor, there's a Marikama. The Shaila is that Marikama Paskin as a Chazaka Machras or not.
And yet, there's still being Isser Gizan Avodah.
We're leaving Gizan Avodah. That's Rav Hamnuna. We're not doing Rav Hamnuna.
No, I'm saying according to Rabbi, it's Isser Gizan Avodah, even though we were saying before, even though the Kohen doesn't have Tzvisa. Now we're saying even though Yisrael has a Marikama.
Yes. Yes.
Even though Yisrael has a Marikama, he's still Isser Gizan Avodah.
Because of Isser HaMelev.
Because of Isser HaMelev.
Isser and Mamin don't have anything to do with
it. Isser and Mamin are... Isser and Mammon aren't connected. So therefore, Lagabe Isser, it's a suffix, and therefore it's not Chayiv. Lagabe Mammon is, he's a Marikama, and therefore he gets to keep it.
So again, so he's saying like this. He's saying, the Gemara has a Shaila, talk about going Motsim or Emotsim. That's talking about, even though the Israel definitely has a Marikama, he's assuming, there's a lot of assumptions here. He's assuming that the Israel is definitely the Marikama by Bechor. Now the Gemara, within that assumption, nonetheless, the Gemara says a machlekes between Abaya and Rabba versus Rav Hamnuna, whether it talked about going motzim or emotzim. So what's the machlekes? The machlekes is, did the Marikama pass him to Taras Vadai? If the Marikama passed him to Taras Vadai, so the shine is all passed already. So what is it up that the Kohen grabbed it? There's nothing. You grab something that's vaday, not yours, so there's no, you can't take it. If the Marikama didn't pass him, it's vaday. It just says, meanwhile, you know, you get to keep it, but we're not really sure. So then a grabbing would help because muksik is really stronger than a Marikama.
You know, so 1 second. So then what happens? How's the shaykh anywhere to Masusa? How's the shaykh to Masusa involved with
Elo? I don't know anything on Masusa.
I'm saying if we're no longer dealing with whether the Kohen has Chazaka, then what's this have to do with
Masusa? I don't know. I don't know Masusa. I'm not saying he didn't mention a word about Masusa, so let's leave out Masusa, please.
It's not a proof to anything.
Okay. But I'm trying to just get what he's saying. Let me leave life easy, please. It's not so easy. We're talking about trying to understand what Abaya and Rav Hamnuna, and Rabbaya was Rabbaya's proof. Abaya has a suffix, whether he has a chakira, he's a machlekes, between Rabba and Rav Hamnuna, whether they talk about going motzim or emotzim. So Abaya is assuming that everybody agrees that there's the Marikama. The machlekes is, does the Marikama paskin b'teres vadai or not? If the Marikama paskin the Torah's vadai, so then when you grab it, you're motziim, because you can't grab something that's vadai, not yours. If on the other hand, the Marikama never paskin the Torah's vadai, it only said, even though it's not vadai, you can keep it because you get to keep it, but it's really not sure that it's yours. So then the Kohen could grab it. So the machlokes, whether talk about going motziim or aim motziim, is a machlokes whether marikama paskins vaday or not. That's how he's learning.
Wow.
Based on that, will depend on whether or not there's a p'tur lekuach here. If you say the marikama paskins vaday, so then when the Israel is keeping it, the Israel is keeping it because of a birur from the Marikama. So then it's not lekuach, because the Marikama is mevayer that it was always his. But if you say that the Marikama, that tokvo kai motzim, so that means the Marikama doesn't paskin the Torah's vaday. So even though the Marikama paskins that he gets to keep it, and he also gets to keep it because he's muksik, but because the Kohen never grabbed it. But the Maisa, he's keeping it mikayach halachic sveikis to kekeches. These are kekeches that are not biurim. They're just the Torah says it's how you're supposed to be noyeg. So you're supposed to be noyeg. But it's not a vadai. So then, even on the tzad that it's yours, it's a suffik lekuach. It's a suffik lekuach. So you can't go ahead and give ma'aser. So that's Abaya's raya. The fact that it's not suffik lekuach proves that Morikama paskin the Torah's vadai.
Rabbi, I realized the mistake because according to Rabbah, it's definitely not shaykh to masseuse anyway. It's only on the side of Rabbi Hanuna that it's connected. But once we say Marikama, then it's not Nogei anymore. It's only Rabbi Hanuna who clearly doesn't hold of the fact that it's Marikama. He holds that the kind it does have its visa in it.
Yeah, but you're getting me mixed up. I'm not thinking about masseuse.
The whole sugya, I'm thinking through how it goes. Vavim and Aleph, Masusa.
Okay, I don't know. Anyway, so it makes it. We got to get this. They could make a sheet in the whole sugya. Very, very radical. Very exciting. He's learning that the machloikas talk about everyone agrees there's a marikama, and everyone agrees there's a psak din that the Yisrael gets to keep it. But the shayla is it paskin b'toras vadoyes or not paskin b'toras vadoyes? The nafkamina and is if a kohen would grab it, can the kohen grab it? If it's paskin b'toras vadoyes, so there's no something. How can you grab something? If it's not paskin b'toras vadoyes, so a kohen can grab it and then reopen the shayla, and now he'll win because he's muksik. You know, the Shaila was never finalized. Never, there was never a bira on the Shaila. So listen, now yesterday you kept it because you were the Marikama. Today I keep it because I'm the Muksik, and Muksik is better than Marikama.
So his brother's question, his brother's question was, is it Chazak? It's not Chazak Mukhras, and he said, and therefore it should work. And his answer is, yes, it is Chazak Mukhras.
Brother's question was, the Kudus of Sveika says, and Marikama is not a chazaka mechras, period. So the brother's question was, if you're going to say it's not a chazaka mechras, then there's no way you can explain why Sveikas Niknasas Adirin is asset, because it should be Sveik Lekuah. But according to me, I could say that the reason why Sveikas Niknasas Adirin is asset is because Marikama is a chazaka mechras, and that's good for the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Sofek is Marikama a chazaka mechras, or is it not a chazaka mechras? If it's a chazaka mechras, so then talk for Kohen Mosiyah Miyado, then it's not Sofek Mekuach, because we know what happened. So therefore, it's the Vekas Niklas and the Dir. If it's not a chazaka mechras, then tofa going amos yimiyado, and it will be a problem of the koach.
And that's what Abai is saying.
So Abai is proving the fact that sveikas niknas in a deer. It must be that marikama is a chazaka mechras, which slugs up the kutras of sveikas, and that's why it's tofa going. Because it's a chazaka mechras.
According to the Rechaim, I think that is right. That comes out that is machlekes amaroyim, and how we looked at cheskes marikama. Is that correct?
Yes, very, very strange. I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
what does that mean? Why is there machlekes? How can there be a machlekes amaroyim? Whether marikama is a chazaka mechras or not?
Right. That's definitely very challenging. And then the Gemara itself, Rebbe, I think we learned, and the Gemara seems to read that there's a few changes going on in the Gemara that Rabbah came on to Rav Hanuna, right, and said you have no raya, right? Because I can say kedusha ba'amela shiny and all this kind of stuff. Those were the starting steps. I'm not trying to go into Giza ba'avoda, but that why is it us? But once we say it's vaday his, I don't even have to go to that point. It's vaday his, right? So where's the Gemara? Like all these steps, the Gemara seems to be moving three different parts were moving at the same time. Now it's just one switch. The Gemara seems to be doing a lot of switches over there, and now we only have like one switch.
Only on one shayla, whether it's Tukfan Motsiyim or A Motsiyim, which is all tied on one shayla, whether it's Vada his or not.
So this is all a question on the Kunshus, because right now we're at a question.
No, we're not at a question because this is the end of the piece. There's no
How is the Kunshus is not slugged up?
He doesn't tell you. This is all he's just saying. I don't think he wants you just to hear. I don't know. He doesn't tell you why he shut down. That's not what he. It's just what for our purposes. We just should try. We're trying to understand the Gemara Shaida. What's the Gemara? What's the underpinnings of the Shaida of Tukva Koyim Motsiyim or A Motsiyim? And why does that Shaida have ramifications to whether it's Fakus Niknas as a deer, to whether Paitim Amina Bemina Shakoi, to whether is there Gita Vavait? So the way the Shev Shali, the Kuntris has Vega, that just the brother of the Kuntris of Svekas, his surname Shah, that the underpinning Shaila of Svekas and Gosan Adir is as a Marikama Paskin as a Chazaka Makras or not. I'm sorry. The underpinning of the Tukfa claim of Siyam Yadda or Aim of Siyam Yadda is as a Marikama Paskin as a Chazaka Makras or not. And that also will have the same effects on whether or not the Kohen won, the Israel wins, Mikayach Abira, that's always his, or Mikayach Adin, which would make it the Kuach. So that everything is interconnected.
What do you mean Marikama for? Why can't you just say the same Shaila on the regular Chazak as a regular Chazak?
There is no Hazaka. There is no Hazaka. It's only a Muksik. And a Muksik, he holds for sure, is not a Chazak in the Pras. The way he's saying it up is Muksik is definitely not a Chazaka Makras, according to his opinion. Marikama Pashas is like a Cheskes Penuya. So there happens to be people that say that even Muksik is a Chazaka Makras, but he's not assuming that. He's assuming Muksik is definitely just some kind of Hanhaga.
If he did, Rebbe, he would ask the same exact Kasha. You would say the same Kasha, that we don't have to come along and look at the Kain's Zuchusamanat. We could just say there's a switch in how we look at regular muchzik. I'm just saying, if there is a nidoin in how we look at a regular muchzik, he's doing amarikama. I'm just saying, in structure, he could have just done it in a regular muchzik.
You could learn the exact same shot in the Gemara Shaida. If you learn that there is no amarikama in our sugya, which is like most Rishonim learn, then you could just take the same structure and say that the Gemara Shaila is Muksik a Chazaka Makras or not, which is what I believe Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, and that is the Gemara Safik. Because Gemara Safik, that's right. The Shaila is the way we have either a Marikama or a Muksik, depending on how you learn the Sugya. Kuntres HaSvekas learns as a Marikama here. The Shaila of Tukva Koyim Motsiyim or Ein Motsiyim is if it's a Chazaka Mukras, and that would make a Nafkamina whether there's a Ptur of a Sufik Lekuach or not. And therefore it allows Svekas Niknosas Adir. If you learn not like the Kuntres of Svekas, if there's no Marikama, then you have to say, like you said, that is correct, that the Gemara Sufik is whether a Muksik that the Israel has is it something with Kras or not? Okay, that's Ein Hachinami.
The bomb over here, I'm assuming, is that how in the world is there a Machloikis Amarayim in Pshat? We don't really have Pshat and Biurim and Machloikis Amarayim. I think that's right, normal.
So if it's Muksik, that's not so bad, because Muksik is a Svara. So really, it's very hard to hear that a Svara becomes a Chazaka Makras, because it's just a Svara, Mandikov and Akeva. But if it's Marikama, according to Kuntres Vegas, Pashas is learned out from Ba'is Menuga. He doesn't agree with his brother. That's what they're arguing about. So it means that they're really, the Gemara Savek is a Savek in every single Chazaka in the world. It's a very, very radical shot. The Gemara Suffolk is how does Chazakas work? Are Chazakas Makras or not Makras? Okay. Let's try and go over this again tomorrow, because I just like to get, you know, I'm just happy with the fact that at least we see how one big, you know, person learned the Gemara. And I photocopied you I sent right before Shir, a Shev Shemaitza. But I didn't know, I had a question. That's why it took me a while. When I send you something, do you read it? Do you print it or you read it on the way it's sent?
I print it. I can't read it on
I read it on the big computer monitors. I put it up on the monitor.
Because the problem like this, on my screen, it was sent sideways. So I did it over again. That's the problem if I send it sideways?
It's a little bit easier to quite. Otherwise, you just open it up in photo editor and turn it.
Oh, I don't know these things. Okay, so that's why I had a photocopy to do it more than once.
Sometimes it makes it more clear.
Okay. Anyway, so I would like to look at that Shev Shemaita, and then I think we're going to be finished tomorrow. Hopefully, with Dr. Guy. I hope so.
I mean, Rebbe agrees that Rashi's rat as well. Rebbe should read the Rashi is radically different than this whole, than this.
Why does Rashi have to be radically different?
Rashi doesn't show any switch in Mechzakas. There's no.
Maybe
no
Rashi
switch.
Also.
Rashi says it's Zuchus of the kind.
Maybe that's based on because of the what the Marigama does. Or the Mutzik does.
That's really chaser. I mean, he doesn't seem to be switching in the Mechzakas of it.
Maybe that's how he's learning. Okay, that's what I assume he's learning. I don't know. I don't think he's going to say he's arguing Rashi. Okay, I'm gonna stop. You don't mind. Okay, Shikaya.
Chazakas the kind was more in Rav Hamnuna and Rashi, though, no? Than in Rabba.
Okay, I have to give it. Just supposed to give it. Right, okay, Shikaya. Good night.